Saga Egmont presents Mad About You by Anna Premoli and read by Daphne Kumar. Chapter 1. They ought to make me a saint. I'm not joking, they really should. In fact, to be honest, it's hard to believe that somebody hasn't already had a life-size statue made of me. Or come to think of it, maybe even bigger than life-size, since I'm not exactly what you'd describe as tall. It'd be great. People could bring flowers and gifts and stuff and lay them at its feet. Because let me tell you, I deserve them. I deserve all of them. In the normal run of things, this nightclub is pretty much the last place in the world where I would want to be. But here I am anyway. And I actually came here by choice. Because right at the bottom of my flinty heart, there's an annoying little crumb of niceness that occasionally overpowers my true nature without me being able to do anything about it. Frankly, it's a real pain in the neck. A sneer appears instinctively on my lips as I look around me at the other people in the club. It's one thing to get carried away by a bit of impulsive niceness, but when it comes to swanky places like this, I'm still pretty much the Grinch. Not to mention that I'm not exactly gifted at putting on a fake smile. People tell me that it's because of my character. Apparently, I'm too direct. You'd almost think that was a bad thing, the way everyone always gives me a hard time about it. Even though on my list of priorities, not talking bullshit is in first place. That's why I struggle to get on with a lot of the people I meet. It's as clear as day that we have very different priorities. The club is dark. But unfortunately, not dark enough to hide the faces around me. The faces of people desperately trying to have fun. I wonder how many of them are actually succeeding, and how many of them are just going to end up staggering home blind drunk because they don't want to remember how boring their night's been. Quite a few of them, at a guess. The dance floor in front of me is crowded with bodies moving frenziedly to the music. I almost roll my eyes, but somehow manage to control myself enough that my friends don't notice, because I'm here, surrounded by all these annoying and sweaty rich kids for a noble cause. I'm here for friendship. Nothing else could have convinced me to submit myself to a nightmare like this. I mean, I've never been much of a fan of Ozzy Osbourne, but right now Suicide Solution is playing on a loop in my head. Lavinia is trying to convince herself that she's here so she can hang out with Giovanni. But Lavinia, Vinny to her friends, is a gentle, innocent soul who hasn't quite got a handle on the way the world works yet, or on how you play your hand. Me and card tricks, though? We speak the same language. Shall we take a selfie, girls? I ask, trying to sound like I actually want to. Vinny, who isn't stupid, even if she is a gentle, innocent soul, peers at me as if I'd just suggested downing a glass of rat poison. Thanks to that bloody stupid illuminated bar top, she's noticed my questionable acting abilities. If this place had been really dark, nobody would have seen how dubious I looked when I said it. For the record, I'm not crazy about posting photographs on social media, especially photos of people, cocktails in hand, in nightclubs. They don't seem to realise that those photos will exist forever somewhere on the internet, and that someone is bound to pull them out at the least opportune moment in their lives. I don't usually agree with Seb, there are limits to my madness, but when it comes to selfies, we're on the same page. Him because he wants to defend noble ideals like privacy, and me because I usually end up looking like a right monster in photos. Good idea, chirps Alessandra immediately, her eyes sparking with excitement. So before Lavinia can come up with an excuse, I pull my phone out of my bag and quickly snap a cute little photo of the three of us, trying, each in our own way, to look happy and carefree. And then I post it on my page, tagging the other two and adding the name of the club. Okay, that's the trap baited. Now let's see if the computer hacker bites. Just to make sure he will, though, I add a few elusive phrases about...